Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We welcome you to this prophetic healing night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. I want to ask, is Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda, are you on? Hallelujah. Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda, Minister Elaine, are you all on tonight?
Amen.
We
hallelujah.
Glory.
Bless the Lord. Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Ministry Lane. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God that we're co-hosting tonight as Apostle Kizzy is on a sabbatical for this week. Is Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda on tonight?
I don't hear them as of yet, but I believe that they will be joining us. I know Elder Hawkey, he does have a word from the Lord about what he wants to, you know, what God wants to heal tonight. So I do believe he's going to be joining us with that word from the Lord. So hallelujah.
Did you want to open up tonight in a word of prayer as we begin, as I look for them to come on the line tonight?
Okay, I just see that he said that he is on. We don't hear him, but he is on. Let's see. Maybe Minister Joy.
Everyone's live.
It's a 330 number. Do you see a 330 number? We thank the Lord.
I'm checking right now.
For what he's going to do. So while she's checking, Lord, we just thank you. We glorify your name this evening, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that it is. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Is that you, Elder?
Thank you, Jesus.
That's us. I think somehow we were muted or, I don't know. I finally just pushed my number one key just to make sure we were in the queue or whatever.
Thank
you, Jesus. We've been hearing you the whole time. Praise God.
Thank you.
So,
amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, I welcome you, Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda, to this prophetic healing. We know that you all are also, we're kind of co-hosting tonight, but we're just co-hosting with you because we know God is moving. We ask Ministry Lane to open us up in a word of prayer, and then we're going to go from there. Ministry Lane, would you open us up, please?
Amen. Yes, Lord, we stand in agreement, and we just want to give you honor. We want to give you the glory, Father God, for who you are and what you want to do tonight. How are you going to meet your people tonight? How are you going to just send down your blessings, Father, your grace and your mercy to touch those that are in need, Father God? You said that you hear our cry, Father God. So I know many are crying out tonight, Father God, for your mercy and your grace, and just for your tender touch and your healing power, Father God. So we thank you in advance for what you're going to do, Father God, because you have already revealed to your servant, Father God, your desire, Father God. So we thank you. We bless you. Bless each person, Father God, that calls in, Father God. Rather, if it's something that we know about, Father God, but you know it all. Because you sit high and you see low, Father God. There's nothing that surpasses you, Father God. And it's your desire to touch your people, to bring them into a place close to you, Father God, a place of healing and rest. So So tonight, Father God, we pray the blood of Jesus around this line, Father God. We lift up every caller, Father God, every person that's on the line, Father God, every person that's going to be listening in the future, Father God. And we say thank you, Father God, for touching and meeting their needs, Father God. Bless us, Father God. May we hear you clearly tonight, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda, I turn it over to you and Minister Elaine, and let the Lord use you all tonight. Joy is in St. Louis. Joy is our engineer for tonight. So if you need to ask her any questions, she can. I'm just here on reserve anytime you need me, if you want to call on me. But it's now in you guys' hands. God bless, and in the Holy Spirit's hands. God bless you all.
God bless you. God bless you.
Ooh, hallelujah. Wow. Well, do you have anything special, little Linda?
I do. We need the phone number for people to call in. I have people waiting for the phone number tonight.
I gave it to you.
You did? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if it's in here.
516.
All righty. Let me send it to them and not disrupt this. Praise God.
You're not tuning out, are you?
Hello? 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 There was no sound before then? Hello? I didn't. Hello?
Oh, shoot.
Hello?
Oh, boy.
Hello?
Who's saying hello? This is Sister Linda.
Don't text anybody. Okay. I said you have anything special, honey, that you want to share.
Oh, yeah, I do. I want to share tonight that if there's anybody out there that not only needs physical healing, but if they need mental healing, if they need healing of hurt, that he is a great physician, and he heals you of any kind of hurt you have. He's the beginning and the end. It doesn't matter if your body's filled with pain, been there. It doesn't matter if your heart's been broken, been there. There is no one like our Jesus.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Do we have anybody that's pressed their number one key?
No.
Okay. Well,
okay, not
God.
Yet. Okay.
That's all right. We're still ready. Hallelujah. I'm pretty sure there's people out there with, hip pain, number one, number two, lower back, and number three, pain in the hand, especially the back of the hand, because those things were coming to me. Oh, just a few minutes before we came on. Praise God. Minister Elaine, do you have anything?
No. Let's go over that again. That's the back of the hand, pain in the back of the hand, and the hip and back.
In the lower back. That's right.
And the lower back. And we're not going to forget about what Lady Linda, Minister Linda, said about healing of the heart. I am so with you on that, Minister Linda. I'm feeling that as well, yes. So I stand in agreement that those who are experiencing that would realize the need that God can heal, and whatever grieving, if it's a grieving or a offense or whatever it is, God still can. Right. He can come in and heal that heart and heal the situation. Elder, I don't have anything specific, but I'm here to back you up in prayer as well as Pastor Price. Amen.
Okay.
Praise God. And one really important thing with that I would love to tell people out there is that when you're going through a trial, time is much longer to us than it is to God. And I want to share the testimony of being a widow and children that were so frustrated over losing their father that they were fighting with one another endlessly. And I was having trouble walking because I was ill and trying to handle children. And I didn't know how to come out of it. Even my pastor at the time didn't know anything to say but that they loved me because I was going through so much. And you know what? I shut myself up in my prayer closet, and I prayed, and I started confessing and praying. And even if it didn't seem like it was changing, you know, a few months ago I turned around and I looked and I thought, wow, how those prayers were answered, how my children love each other. Even a year ago I could look and say how they love each other after seeing so much of that. Fighting and disagreeing and how the enemy just tries to get families to be in turmoil. Even if your prayers aren't being answered right away, they are being answered. They are being answered.
Amen.
And what you're going through today, you won't go through the exact same thing ever again. He's going to bring you out of it. And even if it's similar, he's going to bring you out of that too.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. 615. Push the number one key.
Okay. 615. Hallelujah. Wonder who that is.
Okay. Well, we welcome you, 615. I believe your line is open. Thank you for calling
in. This is Mary.
Praise God, Pastor Mr. Mary.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hello there.
God, glad to have you.
Well, I'm calling for prayer for my son. We think it's a seasonal rash that he's getting, but we'd like prayer for that. He's been to the doctor a couple of times, and they've given him steroids to rid him of the rash. I've already prayed for him. I rebuked the enemy. I commanded the enemy to come out and stay out, and I just would like other soldiers to join in with me in the name of Jesus to put whatever the enemy is trying to do, to put it to flight and to put it away in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So this is some kind of
amen.
Is that right?
Yes, that's at a rash.
Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he's been to the doctor, but the rash is still there, and we're just going to pray against it. What's your son's name?
Lindell.
Lindell. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Very good. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this broadcast tonight.
Jesus.
Thank you for Mary who's called in.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we're going to join our faith with her in the name of Jesus. And Father, you have said that if two agree, of course,
thank you, Jesus.
More than two of us here, but if two agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them,
yes,
of my
Jesus.
Father which is in heaven.
Yes,
and you furthermore, Lord Jesus, went on to say, for where two or three are gathered together,
thank
in my name there am I in the midst of them. So we have your name, we have your presence, we have us who
thank
are
you,
more than two of us gathered. And we come against this rash that is attacking Lindell. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We agree with Mary, his mother. We rebuke this rash in the name of Jesus. We curse you in Jesus' name all down the root. We curse the cause of this rash in Jesus' name. We rebuke you and we command you, leave Lindell in Jesus' name. Get off of him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be removed from him in Jesus' name. Get away from him in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you and we pray your spirit and your power down upon him. to completely rid his body of this rash, to completely heal him from the inside out. And we thank you, Lord. We believe you for this. We trust you for this. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name for complete healing of Lindell. And we give you praise and we give you very much thanks. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Minister Mary, as soon as you said it, what I heard was stress. And so I'm just going to ask God to take Lindell into that place, that secret place, a place of deeper knowledge and understanding of who he is, and that he would open up his eyes of his understanding to such a point where it's no longer I, but Christ. And Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of stress and anxiety that's trying to overtake him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let every word that has been spoken over him that is of your word, Father God, let it rise up in him, Father God, and everything else, Father God, may it fall away, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But we speak the peace of God over him, Father God. Lord, we ask, oh, Father God, that you would just arrest his heart, Father God, those areas that he don't even know that he's stressing in, Father God. Lord, that you would rise up in his heart, Lord, and that you would be so, Lord, and so paramount in him, Father God, that everything else, Father God, would just fall away, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We speak your peace over him, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let the peace of God rise up in him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let him come, Father God, to that place of surrender, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Everything, Father God, that is trying to be paramount in his life, Lord, but let it only be you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Stress, anxiety, come off of him in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. And, Lord, you've given Mary, your daughter, a promise, Father God. Lord, Father God, we stand on that promise, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We speak healing and health and wholeness and long life over him in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Lord, the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank you, Lord, Father God, revealing it to him, letting him understand, Father God. Reveal, Father God, Luke 12:2 over him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That which is trying to be hidden, Lord, let it be revealed. And even show him, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Minister, Linda, I'm going to ask you to lift up my son. This is back to the heart issue.
Okay.
He is going through a situation in his marriage right now. And it has really pricked his heart. And he's trying to stay strong in the Lord. And but we know what the enemy tries to do, but he is trying to stay strong in the Lord. So if you could just help, just pray for him for the healing of the brokenness in his heart.
Yes, absolutely. Father God, you see our sister's son, Lord, and that right now his heart is broken. His heart is broken because he's been hurt by someone that he loves very much, Lord. Lord, I ask you to heal that heart. I ask you to fill that heart, Lord. Lord, I not ask you to heal that heart and fill that heart, Lord. I ask you to come into this situation and fix it the way that you know how to fix it. Lord, I ask you to give him so much love and so much care, and I ask you to just rock him in your arms, Lord. Lord, I just ask you to touch that heart and those emotions that he's going through, Lord, and I ask you to heal him, Lord. Lord, I ask you to let him feel your power like he's never felt you before. I ask you to let him know that you're in control of this situation and that you truly are there for him. Though it may seem very dark, with you, light is on its way. It's already here. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you for answering this prayer and coming and healing this man's heart and his emotions. In your name, Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen.
There's a lot of people out there that their hearts are broken for so many various reasons, but it doesn't matter if the reason seems impossible or whatever. God can do anything. Trust me, I know that. God can absolutely do anything. If it's loss of a loved one, God can give that person someone else to love them. If it's the loss of a child, the Lord can give them another child to love them. I mean, the most terrible tragedy that people go through, God can heal. And I've seen it time and time again, but it doesn't mean that when they're going through it, that it's easy. That's why we as the body of Christ need to be there for people.
Amen. Amen, and that's why we're here tonight.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We're here because we love these people. Anybody out there that's thinking about calling in, we want you to call in because we love you. We want to see you healed. We want you to know we care.
311 line is open.
Good evening. How you doing? This is Reverend Shreva from California. And God bless you guys this evening.
God bless you.
Praise God.
I have several requests to other people, and then I have one for me. They're not related. One is a member of my church named Anthony, believing with him and his wife's name is Shani. And we're believing for his healing from cancer. He's in a hospital here in California. And it's colon cancer. And then the other one, I got a message from our Facebook, and my sister had called too. One of our friends in Florida is in ICU. I don't know if she has COVID. They didn't say. And they were asking prayer for her because they said she's in ICU fighting for her life. Her name is Stacy. And then for myself, you called out the back of the hand and my left wrist. For many months, on and off, I've been having pain in the back of my head. And it's subsided some now since we've been praying. But periodically, it would try to come back. But it's the pain has subsided since we've been praying. So that's it.
Did you get that, honey?
Yeah. So what is the back of your hand doing, if I can ask again?
Well, on my left hand and my wrist, it's been painful. I don't know if it was arthritis or we try to sit in there, but it comes and goes, and it has subsided a lot. I was in pain when I'm not as in much pain since we've been praying.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Yeah, put the back of it. That was on the list. That was number three.
Okay,
on the list.
Then you want to go ahead and pray for that one, the back of the list.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hurting right now or not?
It hurts a little bit, but as we're praying and talking, the pain, it's gone from like a 5 down to almost a 2.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even if I'm
talking
right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well,
and I can twist my hand. I'm twisting both my hands now. You know how you make a circular motion with your wrist? Sometimes
right.
that hurts, but the pain is almost gone now, totally. Even as I'm talking.
Hallelujah.
Praise you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know what?
Praise
you.
You
know,
I have to tell you, we'll
pray in just a moment, but I was telling another minister friend of mine, who's a healing minister as well, and I was telling him, you know, on the broadcast, sometimes we have people get healed just because things are called out or whatever before they ever get prayed for, or sometimes they're busy praying for someone else, and then while they're joining in the prayers for another saint, they receive a healing. So actually, confirming what I told this man, I'm so appreciative and excited and grateful how the Holy Ghost moves like this in our midst. And this is one of these things that you just coming on the broadcast and pushing on number one key, you started to get healed. I mean, we didn't even pray yet.
We haven't. I feel the anointing here, and it's almost all the pain is gone now. Just a little.
Thank you, Jesus. This is Holy Ghost moving. Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is Holy Ghost moving. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
You're
Jesus.
Amazing. You didn't even
Thank
use
you, Jesus.
Our prayer. I mean,
Thank you, Jesus.
You just moved in our midst. So, Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
I bless what you're doing. I speak to
thank
this
you,
situation.
Jesus.
I ask you to continue to do the healing that you've begun, even when we weren't even praying. And I just loose your power more upon our sister, that she would receive complete healing. Lord, I thank you that the back of the hand, and also I guess that goes with the wrist, but the back of the hand was called out tonight. And I thank you, Lord, that you're confirming supernaturally your spoken word to us by healing, even before they've been actually prayed for. So I just bless this. I bless what you're doing. We command all pain to go. After all, Lord, what you reveal, you heal. And our sister's been so susceptible to your spirit that she's been already receiving.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we speak over her in the name of Jesus, and we command all symptoms to go. We curse the thing down to the root. And in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for this moving of your spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
We speak healing to her hand and wrist. In Jesus' name, full healing and pain gone. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise, and praise, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Father God, thank you for healing. And right now we bring Anthony to the throne room. We bring Anthony to the throne room, and we ask you, Lord, we ask you to put your fire in this cancer and make it dissipate. We bring Anthony before your throne room, and we ask that your fire, Father God, would burn out this cancer and that it would dissipate. We ask for nothing less than complete healing for Anthony. We command this cancer to leave. Cancer, you're not allowed to stay in this body. We're coming before the throne of God. We're coming before Father God. Jesus died for this man's cancer, and we're commanding this cancer to leave. In Jesus' name, in no other name but Jesus' name, cancer, you must leave Anthony. We ask you to go to him, Father God, right now where he's at, and for nothing less than a complete healing. And we thank you, and we give you praise, and we give you honor. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Do you want to pray for the COVID situation in Florida? Father God, you see our loved one in Florida, Lord, and we don't know if this is COVID or something else, but Lord, I know you are the great physician, beautiful one's body, and I ask you to heal them, Lord. Lord, I ask you to heal them like you did me during the COVID. I ask that you would just sprinkle down that glory dust to where this one does not have to feel pain or sickness. But your glory will come down upon them as you did for me, Lord. You sprinkled down that glory dust, and I was doing so good all during the COVID.
Hello?
I thank you and I praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for your healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are our all in all. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, you are, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You are our everything, Jesus.
And
thank you. Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Reverend Trevon, I know you are feeling the presence of the Lord.
It's such
a sweet spirit that's around you. So we just even now I just feel that, you know, it's going to be easy tonight. It's almost going to be like all he's got to do is call in and step in, because he's in the midst. He is here tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And I have no pain in my hands. None.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Precious Lord.
So the lines are open. If you have a need, just reach out. Press your number one key. Do it by faith. Amen.
Yes.
God is here. Hallelujah.
Yes. He's here.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
And he not only loves you, God is nothing but complete love. And in his complete love, sickness can't stay, depression can't stay, sadness can't stay, because he is complete and total love. To anybody that's listening out there, your Bible is a love letter. It's a love letter to you. Yes, it teaches you right from wrong, what not to do and stuff, but that's because it's a love letter. It's a love letter. And that love from Father God, his son Jesus, he sent his son Jesus, and his blood wants to heal you of whatever you need healed of tonight. So go ahead and press your number one key and let us pray for you.
Gracious God, thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise.
Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus. Do we have anyone on the line out there, sister?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. That's all right.
Were you able to get the message to Terry?
Yes.
And what about Stephanie?
I sent to both of them.
Okay. We had some people who wanted the number. I just wanted to make sure they got it. Okay. Well, maybe.
We could share some testimonies from, you know, a week ago if people wanted to hear that.
Sure, we could do that.
You know?
Yeah, go ahead, honey.
Well, Linda and I are involved in a couple of, we have the privilege of being involved in a couple of healing ministries, and this is one of them. And in the other one that we're involved in, we've been very fortunate to see some healings. Those folks get together monthly as well. And we've seen, actually, we've been very fortunate to see prostate cancer healed.
Thank you,
that
Jesus.
That person is very, very grateful. We've seen people with years and years of bad neck pain healed.
Yes.
We've seen people healed of horrendous, a horrendous infection, like a big spider bite on their lower leg, their shin. And that's healing up over time, you know, showing definite progress. So we've just been very fortunate to see the Lord do some things, and I believe you all have as well. You know, all of you, praise God. We just give Him praise. We ought to play that song.
Yeah.
You know?
Look what the Lord has done. Yeah.
I'm not gonna sing it. I don't sing it as well as she does.
That is our Karen Wheaton singing that song. Our Karen Wheaton.
Oh,
she's definitely Holy Ghost filled.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I had the privilege of having our sister that sings Look What the Lord Has Done in my home many years ago, and she is the same person in person as she is on TV ministering in places. She's on fire for the Lord, and she just has the love of Jesus coming out of her.
Wow.
Amen. Is that you speaking of Karen Wheaton?
Yes, Karen Wheaton, uh-huh.
Amen. Yes, yes, she does. Powerful woman of God when she, definitely when she sings. I only heard her minister a couple of times, but when she sings, the glory of the Lord definitely comes forth. Amen.
Oh, yes. And, you know, yeah. God brought her out of trials. You know, she had a husband walk out on her. I hope there's somebody out there listening that this will help. She had a husband walk out on her, and she was doing her best to be a good wife and mother and serving Jesus, and the pain was so immense that he walked out on her for someone else. But you know what she said she was going to do? She was just going to hurt the devil real bad for doing that to her. And God has restored everything that the devil took from her.
Hallelujah. That's
I have a song
from her. Amen.
Praise
God. I
have a song. Look what the Lord has done. Do you need me to play it?
Oh, yes, yeah,
go
for it. We already had a healing. Praise God.
Woo!
He said he's done.
Amen.
Praise you,
glory.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I believe that's a testimony for that we all can sing. All of us have something that the Lord has done in our lives, and we can say, look what he has done. Amen. And we've had so many have been healed through this venue, this platform that Elder Hawkey is just opening himself up to, and let the Lord just use him. So many have been healed, and we thank God. And we say, look what he has done. Amen.
Amen.
And tonight he has not changed. He is still here desiring to heal you too. So we encourage you to press your number one key. You know, as the song was playing, Elder, if I could just take a minute. And the song was playing, it just dropped in my spirit, you know, that sometimes we think we've had an infirmity for so long that, you know, God has forgotten about us, or, you know, why, or even, you know, you might be saying, well, why should I even call in, you know, or I've called in before, you know, but you know what? It brought me back to the man that was healed at the Pool of Bethesda. He was there for 38 years, or was it 28 years? I think it was 28 years, waiting for his opportunity to get into the pool, to be stirred by the angel so he could receive his healing. And, you know, when Jesus came upon the scene, you know, he came to that man. He didn't come to anybody else that we know of that was mentioned in the Bible, but we do know that he came to that man. And I've heard many messages that have been preached about the man at the Pool of Bethesda. But what the Lord laid it on my heart was, why did he come to that specific man? Because there were so many others. And the Lord said he saw his face. It took faith to stay at that pool for 28 years, hoping and believing that you were going to receive your healing. And I just want to encourage anybody tonight, don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. God is a healer, and he desires to heal you. So this may be your night. Hallelujah. So we encourage you to press that number one key. Even though maybe you've been something that you've been struggling with, something you've been carrying or being tormented for 28 days. Who is God? He sees you, and he desires to heal you. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
He does.
That's right. That's a good point. That's
Amen.
Really, really good. Really good point. Really good point. Yeah.
I don't know who this is for, but the words are just coming to me. Don't give up. Don't give up. When we've been sick and we're suffering pain again, or we've been praying for somebody and they haven't turned around yet, don't give up. Don't give up.
I'll share a story to kind of piggyback off of what both of you godly women have shared. I share it sometimes because it was one of the more drastic or dramatic stories of its type, at least in my life. There was a prayer partner that I had who from California, and this individual got in a car wreck. And they had severe back problems and so forth from the car wreck. And we were praying together over the phone, like we're together here over the phone. And I did feel the Holy Ghost going through me powerfully through my hands into this individual. And I asked them afterwards, you know, what was anything changing? And to my utter amazement and shock, they said, no, not yet. And I was really surprised because, like on this broadcast, we are very much used to having power go into someone and having them go, yeah, I'm healed or partially healed or something. Well, about 2 weeks later or so, a week to two weeks later, I came across this individual again, and again we did the same thing, and I knew the Holy Ghost was flowing out of my hands. I could feel him going into this individual. And I asked them again, you know, what was changing, and, well, no, nothing really. Thank you for praying. The third time, okay, we were praying together again, about another week or two later. And this time, they got a little bit, maybe 20%. But I'm still so confused. I'm like, I don't get this. I know the Holy Ghost is going into them. Why are they not receiving or feeling any different? Well, a week later, I was not on the phone with this individual, but I felt led all of a sudden to stretch my hands west toward California and release the Holy Ghost out of my hands to this individual. While I was doing that, they called me on the phone and said, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? And what do you mean, what am I doing? What are you talking about? And they said, I've been bedfast for all these months because of the car wreck. I feel the power of God coming up on me in a tangible way. I'm up. I'm out of bed. I'm at least 80% free and movable. What is happening? And I just, that really taught me something, because I thought to myself, later on in just going over it and just, you know, evaluating it and mulling over it, I thought, what if I hadn't been obedient for that fourth time?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't give you an answer of why it was four times. I don't know. I always want someone to get healed just right away, instantly, boom, okay? Mm-hmm. But this time it wasn't. But it did happen. And so to take on what both Linda and Minister Elaine said, you know, God works. He does things. And, you know, if this, you know, just because I prayed for this person three times and nothing, it seemed or looked like nothing was happening. But you know what? Now that's years later, I don't think I could or should say nothing was happening. I think I should say something was happening that we didn't see or feel in their body, but something was going on. And it was going on the whole time, and there were four
Amen.
Doses, and the fourth dose,
Amen.
Boom,
Amen.
Broke it through,
Amen.
And their body was free. So praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So both
praise
sides, the receiver and the prayer, don't, and the prayer,
praise
don't
you.
Give up. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Jesus. So, oh, hallelujah. Lord. So let's go over what we're here, that the Lord gave you. If you, the Lord has given Elder Hawkey, he showed him that the need for prayer healing for the back of the hand, and we already had one person receive the healing, hallelujah, and
yes.
Your lower part of your back, and what was the last one?
The hip,
hallelujah. So if any of those, even if it's around that area, maybe it's not the lower back, maybe it's the middle back, don't hesitate calling in. Maybe it's not the complete right directly in the back of the hand. Maybe it's like Reverend Trevor was her wrist. Call in. Amen. And if you have something that has not been called out, please, you know, press your number one key. God desires to hear you. He is here in the midst. Hallelujah. And at the beginning, wasn't much praying. I mean, wasn't much words being spoken, but the sweet presence of God was in the midst. And I believe that's when Reverend Trevor got her healing before she even came on the line. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Press your number one key. We are here. God's here.
You are here. God's here. Very well said. Very well said.
There's some people on the line. I don't know if the number one key is working. So they have a 314 number and a 310 area code.
Yes. My name is Shani. I'm on the phone.
Wonderful.
Welcome, Shani.
Wonderful.
Good evening, Shani. Thank you for pressing your number one key.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. I'll be listening in.
Praise God.
Amen. Is there a prayer that we can pray for you?
Yeah, right now my husband, he's sick with cancer, stage four, so. We're just praying for a miracle right now.
And what area is being attacked in?
It's all over his body now.
It's all over his body.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And what's his name?
Anthony Morris.
Anthony Morris.
Okay.
Lord, we've seen cancers healed more than once.
Yes, Jesus.
Shadi's, you have something?
Yes, I wanted to ask our sister how, if it's okay to tell me how old Anthony is, and I hear children in the background. Are these children or grandchildren?
Children, and he's 60 years old. Yes. But right
okay.
now, we're going to walk into his facility, so I'm going to have to get off the phone with you now. But I was just
okay.
listening in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
We will
Very
go ahead
good.
And pray for him.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
Now,
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Sister, was this
okay.
the same Anthony that we were praying for earlier,
Anthony
or
Morris.
A different Anthony?
Yes.
Different Anthony? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Father God, you know my heart, not only for Anthony to be healed, but there are children that without a healing that are going to be without their dad. So, Lord, I'm asking you to do a miracle. I know that pain, and I know the pain that he's going through leaving them, and the pain of those children, and the pain of his wife. So, Lord, I ask that you would heal Anthony. I ask that you would do a miracle, Lord. I know that you can do things that no one else can do. Lord, I ask that your miracle of healing and love would pour down upon him and pour down upon his family. They're going through this illness too, Lord. So I ask for a great healing, not only of the cancer, but of the pain of seeing a loved one suffer so much. Lord, I ask for nothing less than a complete miracle for Anthony and for his wife and his children. Lord, I know you love this family. I know that you love this man. We come against the evil spirits that have made him sick. We come against this illness.
Yes.
We come against this terrible, terrible cancer. And we command you, cancer, to die in Jesus' name, cancer. We command you to die in Jesus' name. And we plead your blood, Jesus, all over Anthony right now. We plead your blood from the tip of his head to the tip of his toes. And we call on you, Lord. We call on you, Lord. And we ask for nothing less than complete healing for him. In Jesus' name. And in that complete healing, we ask you to draw him closer to you than he's ever been to you before, Lord. And in that, that his family, his wife, and children will draw closer to you than ever before. And we come before you, Lord, asking for your mercy and your healing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So, can you hear me?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
This is Sister Susan from California. My line was still open. And this is the friend that I had called about.
Okay.
And
okay.
I had sent Shani a text and asked her to tune into the service.
Wonderful.
So this was
thank
the same
you.
Young man, but I didn't know this.
Glory
thing.
That's
God.
What I
God.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It was the same.
I thought
thank
it was
Jesus.
Different. You were right.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm
Hallelujah.
Going back on mute now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It was
thank
the same.
Lord.
Glory
thank
to Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Faithfulness to call in. Thank you for the faith to call to call in and the faith to hit the number one key, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Well, it's already 10 o'clock. Time goes quickly if you... For those of you who are out there, I know Apostle Kizzy says that often, you know, hey, it seems like there's a lot of time left, but it goes away really quickly. So if you've even got an inkling that you thinking that you maybe might call, maybe might hit your number one key, you go ahead and let her rip. Praise God. Time runs out quickly. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise to your name, Jesus. Praise to your name,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Precious Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord, if there's people out there who have not touched the number one key
number.
Or oh, okay. All righty. Bring it on.
Ending at 0970. I don't know if they pressed the number one key or not, but it's a 314-456-0970 on the line.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, if you've got the inkling to get prayed for, now would be a wonderful time. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And thank you for tuning in, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
In fact, thank you to all of you who tune in. We appreciate it, and we thank you that there's so many people who tune in and are a part of it. And believe it or not, there's folks that just stay on the entire time, man.
Yes,
they
do.
Really
that's
do.
They do. Yeah.
Especially the East Coast folks. When it gets late, they're still on.
Yeah.
It gets 11 o'clock.
They
didn't faze them. They're still with it, man.
Yeah.
Over to God. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
And there's
you,
a lot
Jesus.
Of people on that is praying, you know, that prayer of agreement. We are all coming into one accord, believing and asking the Lord to touch and heal, and he is here. God in the midst. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, since we're waiting for the next person to call in, I will say one time I was very recently just reading through some scriptures and praying for one of the broadcasts, and And, you know, I'm looking up the scripture right now. Let's see. I believe it's Mark chapter 8. No,
okay.
Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the story about someone who, you know, was deaf and had a problem speaking. And they asked Jesus to pray for him. And Jesus took him, in verse 33 in Mark 7 says, and he, Jesus, he took him aside from the multitude, then put his fingers in his ears and spit and touched his tongue and goes ahead and heals the man. But here's what the Holy Ghost gave me some illumination on. You know, similarly to how when they brought this man for healing, this time Jesus took him away from the multitude. And when we have a broadcast like this, or a ministry where it's focusing on healing, like this is,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a way, that's also taking people aside from the multitude,
yes.
so they can be alone with Jesus.
Yes.
Now, we might not be taking mm-hmm. them away from a physical multitude of people, but that's one of the reasons why this broadcast is so successful, and the Holy Ghost has, you know, has so many results, is because this is a time for people to pull away from the multitude of other things, whether it's just work or hobbies or, you know, the nightly news or whatever. You're pulling away from the multitude of other things that there are in life,
mm-hmm.
and you're pulling aside to get alone with Jesus to specifically be healed of something.
Yes.
And that's part of why this is so successful. It's because it's a setting aside. It's setting aside other things. And people, you know, there's a specific
yes.
time, you know, that Apostle Kizzy has set up. There's a specific time where people come together. That's also a big part of it, is because it's unity of multiple bunch of people all over the country coming for one purpose all together at
yes.
the same time. And that's also a real strong part of this. But that's what was illuminated to me out of the scripture, that Jesus took this guy aside from the multitude. Well, on this broadcast, we're taking people aside from the multitude of
yes.
other things that
yes.
go on in life
yes.
so they can just focus on Jesus and just receive healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And that's one of the reasons, like
Hallelujah.
I was saying, it's one of the reasons it's so successful. Many of the people that get prayed for here, they are already praying and believing God and standing in faith long before they ever tuned into the broadcast. I mean, sometimes not, but a lot of times they already are. But what happens is then they come into this atmosphere where we're all focused on basically on one thing, and we're focused together, not selflessly. We're focusing on the Lord, and boom, they
yeah.
come aside from the multitude of other things, and often their healing can just be quickened,
yeah.
quickened to them in the
yeah.
name of Jesus. Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
What they've already been believing for and already been standing for and already been resisting the devil for can, in a hurried
yeah.
way, you know,
yeah.
come right in.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you.
Amen. Just step into that
thank
place.
You.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So true, Elder.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. For letting
you,
us come
Jesus.
Aside from the multitude of other things. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have anything, Ellie?
Not at this minute.
Okay.
Just bathing in his presence, seeing if somebody else is going to call in here.
All righty.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You know, Elder, as you told that story, you know, that's why so many people would come to church, because they knew that was a place that they could meet God, that was a place that was prayer went on, and they could come away from everything else, the multitude, and go into Amen. This building, the house of the Lord, and receive. Well, hallelujah.
Yes.
Even though this is not a building, you can receive because God is in the midst. Amen. Joy, you saying something? We have someone on the line?
Yes, 201-424-0195.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Welcome.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, 201.
Welcome, 201.
Welcome.
Hallelujah.
Happy to have you. Do you hear us?
Is it?
Their line
is
open.
New Jersey.
It may be on mute.
If you desire prayer, take your mute off and let's talk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hello?
Well, we don't hear you, but we sure would like to.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I would like to share, while we're waiting on our sister or brother to get on, what I told a young woman, a couple weeks ago, that I started to realize how strong and effective a mother's prayer is. And I believe a father's prayer is the same. That I have seen so many miracles happen, especially when it comes into prayers for my children. It's amazing how I see the hand of God move. And if there's any mothers out there that you're concerned for needs of your children in any way, or you're concerned that they're starting to go the wrong path, do not think that your prayers are ignored. Your prayers are so mighty. God is so faithful to those prayers. I've seen it so much in my own life. I have 8 children of my own, 3 stepchildren, and I have 9 grandchildren. And trust me, when I pray for them, I see miracles take place. And I always have the faith that I know that prayer will be answered, not maybe. In fact, I've had family members, you know, go on and on about maybe a situation or something, and I say, don't worry about it. I'm praying for that. It's all going to be okay. It's going to come out. And every time, God takes care of the situation.
Praise God. Glory to God.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
Well, Lady Linda, that's I'm counting up the grandchildren, the children. That's a lot of praying. But you know what?
Yes,
we serve a big God. And he doesn't see the crowd. He sees the individual. So we thank God that, you know, we can lift our prayers up, our children up to the Lord. And even though there might be a tough situation. It might be a lot of them, you know, but there's so much going on. But you know what?
Yeah.
We serve a big God, and he can handle it.
Amen.
Every situation. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Amen. So that, thank you for sharing that. That blessed me. You know, I only have 6 grandchildren and 2 children. And sometimes I feel overwhelmed, you know, praying for them. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, she has eight. And I'm complaining. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, who's on the line?
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
805-9 is open.
Bad, how are you?
Well, hello.
We're good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good.
Hi there.
Hi. I wanted to know if you had any prophetic words for me, anything coming from God, because I did have a vision. It was about maybe 2 months ago, and I was sitting up in my bed, and it was like a tunnel, and there was this man in black and white robes rolling in the tunnel, and I was wide awake. It wasn't a dream. And then all of a sudden, I see his face, beautiful face, and I felt his royalty, and I was like beaming with joy, and it lasted for quite a while. I didn't want to say anything. I just smiled the whole time, but I looked into his eyes for a long time, and then I felt all this light whiteness and joy in my heart, and then he disappeared.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
Cool.
Oh, wow, yes.
Praise God.
Incredible.
Yeah, I don't know
and
where it's coming from. Yeah. Well, I'll never forget it, you know?
No, you won't.
Wow. And it was, what were the colors again that you saw?
Black and white robes. Beautiful face, too. No beard, just beautiful face. I'd say he looked like he was in his 40s, perhaps. Yeah. And I'm a lot older. But, yeah, he looked like he was about in his 40s.
Wow.
Well?
You know, I believe that there are many faces of Jesus. I really do.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Yeah. And how he appears to people. I know my mother-in-law, when she was passing, my sister-in-law said, Mom, who are you looking at? What are you looking at? She says, I'm looking at Jesus. He has white hair. So there have been some see him with white hair, some see him with brown hair, and it's still the same Jesus.
Hmm.
Yeah, this was and brown
she also,
hair.
She also went into the throne room because she passed and came back, and she was able to testify to about the throne room. Many have seen the throne room.
I have not. Praise God.
Oh.
And come down back to tell.
Well,
yeah, it's going to be beautiful when we pass on. I think it's going to be beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're just going to feel the love of God. And, yeah, it's going to be so wonderful.
Yeah.
And you were, did you mention you were hoping to have like a prophetic word tonight or something? Is
yes,
that what you,
please. Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm waiting to see if the Lord will give us anything. Thank you, Lord.
Well, can I,
ministry.
Elder? Well, when she said the black and white, I'm like Apostle Kizzy with colors. When the Lord tells me to wear black and white, I'm usually going to a place where he wants his word to be proclaimed. I'm to be known, to be go forth. So I know. For me, the black and white represents the word of God, the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, I guess we're all in agreement that that was Jesus, because we know that he is the word. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful. Lovely.
Anything else, Ministry Lane? Seems like you have some insight here.
Well, we know the truth that brings joy. Knowing the truth sets you free. And when we're free, we're joyous. So
yes,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
You said there was joy in the. You were joyful.
Oh
hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. So roll with the word. Continue to
yeah.
roll with the word. Hallelujah. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, 3 John verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. So I'll just share that scripture as, you know, we're talking about immense joy that you had in this experience.
Yeah.
And also that, you know, it was truth, you know, black and white truth. And a lot of times, you know, a lot of times truth is black and white. And, you know, just,
yeah.
But, of course, you know, but with Minister Elaine's, illumination also, it has to do with the word. So I would just share 3 John 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Praise you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been that joyful before. Yes. Yeah, it's beautiful. That's what I'm saying. It's like when I do pass on, it's going to be such a beautiful experience. Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you. Thank you, Lord, for our sister sharing this experience with us. Thank you for appearing to her in this manner. Thank you that she was kind enough to share it with us tonight. And you can, in your blessing us by hearing it, by the hearing of it. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Do you have any other prophetic words, little Linda, for her?
Well, I just know that whenever you see or feel Jesus, which is on a daily basis that we feel him, but whenever we get a vision or a dream, it's just another way for him to tell us he loves us. Just another way. And
yeah.
Many times in life we have, you know, various spiritual experiences from miracles, visions. He shows his hand of a miracle that happens that, you know, there's no way in the natural that it can be explained. When I was pregnant with my first child, we were in revival meetings, and I went to see a OBGYN. That OBGYN pretty much scared me that it looked like I had cancer or something, and that who knows if I was going to live longer, if this would be the last baby I'd ever have. And we prayed, and I just wouldn't give in to the fear. You know, I just was happy that maybe I was having this one child if something was happening, that I could never have another one. And I was in the process of moving to Pennsylvania and went to see another OBGYN, and he said everything was perfect. There was no cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether I had a complete healing or whether that doctor made a mistake, I just thank God that we have him to trust in no matter what we're given, whatever we're told by the doctor. We have the Lord. We have the Lord. And sometimes our peace is seeing his. And other times his peace is feeling his presence. And I think another thing that has meant a lot to me is whenever loved ones have been attacked by the dark side, that when we call on Jesus, they don't even have a chance. They don't even have a chance. And it's because he is such a good God. He's just such a good God.
Yes,
he
is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, as the caller mentioned about the joy and how it was rolling, I'm not sure if you're saying you were rolling or if the
No, he was rolling was, in the tunnel, in the, like
you
like
were,
coming
you
in,
were rolling
coming
in the
into
tunnel?
A vortex. No, I mean, I could actually see it. It was like, well, I don't know if I, it was like a tunnel rolling in this tunnel, coming in real quickly, and then he was there, and he was right in front of me.
Amen. Well, you know, as you continue to walk with the Lord, you know, when situations come, you know, like Minister Linda, Lady Linda has just said about her healing, just continue to flow with the word, go with the word, and the word will give you that joy, that assurance, that I know that he's with me. And I believe
yes.
that's the word for all of us, that, you know, whatever faces us, go with the word, roll with the word, and as we go with the word will take care of us. It will give us what we need. It will give us that protection, that joy, that hope, and that light that you saw. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Always. All day long.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you very
thank
much for
you.
Sharing. And
okay.
I hope, you know, the encouraging things we have said to you, I hope they'll really, you know, stick with you and mean something, you know. Praise
yeah.
God. Thank
yeah,
you for sharing.
Very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Well,
amen.
We still have a couple more minutes, right, Elder?
Yeah, I tell you what, if we don't have any more prayer requests, we can wait just a couple more minutes, and you know, if you have any announcements or anything that you want to share, you know, anything like that, and If we don't have any more people pushing the number one key or prayer requests, we could wrap it up. Praise God. We've had some healings. We've had prayer requests, and we had a vision of the Lord Jesus. So I think we've had a pretty good
Amen.
Evening.
Amen. Amen. And
Hallelujah.
Some testimonies. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I will say, Amen. I will say, just in case no one presses the number one key, I will say, You are doing a very good job of being the host person, you know,
Amen.
Of you know what I mean? Keep
Amen.
Well, that's
thank
a skill
you,
that not
Elder.
Everybody has. And that's a skill
Lord.
That I don't have, you know. But I recognize it in you.
Jesus.
And I think that's awesome. So I want to say it publicly while people are still listening in. You know, I think that's great.
Thank
and
you.
I appreciate
well,
that gift.
You put a smile
Lord,
on my face. I thank the Lord for that.
You know?
Amen.
And I think,
Amen.
And I also think, I go, well, I've actually said to myself a couple of times, that, you know, she sounds kind of like Apostle Kizzy. She must listen in and kind of take lessons from, you know. So, but that's also a compliment, all right? It's also a compliment.
That's a good thing.
You know?
Oh, amen. Well, she is my mentor. Amen. Hallelujah.
I will report to her that you've been doing a very good job, so you can count on I'll contact her tomorrow and let her know.
Amen. Amen.
Well, do we
well,
have
we,
any
we do bless the Lord.
Do we have anybody pushing their number one key?
No, not
and I like
this
what you
it.
Said. Push that number one key. Hallelujah.
Push that number one key now. Come on now.
Amen. Push through. Push through. Yeah. Push through for your breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I
Amen.
Push through for your breakthrough.
Amen.
Amen. Well, back to the announcement, and you can still press your number one key. Get them radio on Sunday. What is today? It's Thursday. Well, the next time they'll be meeting is on Sunday. This church service at the same number that you dialed into tonight. And on Tuesday, Mondays, we have Lunch with Lorraine. Hallelujah. That's 12 noon Central Time. And that's a teaching, and it's an awesome teaching by Minister Lorraine. And on a Tuesday, they have Speaking in Tongues on Tuesday, where they get a prophetic word from the Lord. And back on Thursday, hallelujah. And every second, correct me if I'm wrong, Elder, every second Tuesday, Wednesday of the month, we have Elder Hawkey. Is it second Wednesday? Yes, hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
Then
praise
we're back
God.
Here with Elder Hawkey and Lady Linda. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I just kind of got a little surge right through my body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So God is still here. He has not, he hasn't hung up. So he is here. Hallelujah.
And I agree
you,
with my husband. A great job tonight. You've done a great job. You
oh,
really have. I can
Lord.
The Holy
By
Spirit on
grace.
You. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
It's just letting that the love of Jesus flow through you to others, and that's what you're doing tonight.
Amen. Amen. Just by him. You know, we can't do anything else but yield to him. And
Amen.
And that's what we're doing here on Get 'Em Radio. We're just letting God use us. And
oh, yeah.
And those that are listening, let God use you. Press that number one key, and so we can hear your testimony, and so others can get blessed. Hear
Amen.
What God wants to do in your life, and so others mm-hmm. it'll encourage others to call in too. So, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to let you close out, Elder. Hallelujah.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time together. We thank you for the healings that have occurred, testimonies, the sharing of scriptures, just an all-around blessing. I thank you very much for those who stepped in with Apostle Kizzy being gone,
yes,
who on the technical side and also the hosting side have helped. Thank you so much for them. Thank you, Lord, for each and every person who tuned in to help pray. And thank you for those who actually, you know, had a prayer request. Above and beyond, above and everything else, we give you the praise. We give you glory. I thank you for truly being our God in the midst. We give you praise forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, everybody.
Amen.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank
very
you.
Good.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Elder. And thank you, Lady Linda.
Thank
and
you.
And thank all of you all for listening. Amen.
Yes. Good night and blessings to all.
Amen. Good night to each one of you all and blessings to each one of you all. God bless.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Joy, you want to put the closing music on?